Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, today, my friends, is the mailbag day. We're going to the mailbag, and we're going to pull some stuff out. Now, one of the emails that someone sent me had an article in it that they wanted me to review and comment on. And boy, I'll tell you what, it is a great article. Not in the fact that it's just really a well-written article with lots of stuff, you know, blah, blah, blah. But it is one that makes you think. And I want to approach this article from the point of view that there's actually two sides to this article. The article is about one side, but it also goes back and comments about the other side. So what am I talking about? We're talking about the workforce in our society and who is it and what does it want? What does it demand? How is it working? And for those of you that are like myself, I had to look this up. It's talking about Gen Z, Generation Z, people that are between 13 and 28 years of age. What are they looking for in employment in this day and age? Why and how and what's going on with them? How will tell you, though, you want to stay tuned into this, even if you don't have any young kids or you don't care about what's happening. You want to listen to this, number one, because if you have kids, you want to know what they're doing. Number two, if you're an employer, you need to understand what and how the workforce is changing. I'm going to comment on that because I'm radically believe this is true because it's true of my businesses. What we do is completely different. I'll discuss on all different levels of businesses. And number three, the reason you want to listen is because the businesses that are being run out there are being changed to fit these demands of these, what I'd call kids. Now, having said that, the other side of this article is about what's going on with boomers. And if you're anywhere near the ages of 62 to 80, or you're going to be in that area pretty soon, what's going on with those people is another interesting part of this article. It's another whole segment that's interesting. And how the two fit together is even more interesting. So we've got a lot to cover today, and I want to get into it here. I'm going to read it here in a second. We need to dig in. First thing I want to do, though, for you just tuning in is remind you there's almost no time left to get signed up for the once a year, Lifestyles Unlimited Expo. It's in San Antonio this year. It's Friday, March. We're going to have it on Friday, March 13th and 14th. And it's, make sure I get that right here. Yeah, 13th and 14th. That's a Friday and Saturday. And the bus tour is on the 12th. So you don't want to miss out on this thing. You want to make sure you have tickets. You want to make sure you have a hotel room if you're coming in from anywhere all over the country, because people will be coming in from all over the country. You're going to meet real estate investors from one end of this country to the other, and you're not going to want to miss that opportunity, along with experts on different topics. We're going to talk about everything from how to get started in real estate investing to how to do single-family houses effectively, how to do multifamily properties effectively, how to syndicate properties effectively, and how to be a passive investor, and what to look for in that, so forth. So there's a lot going to be going on here. You need to get registered because you're going to need to get your housing, and you're going to need to make sure that we have food reservations for you at these different events. There's many different events here, and we're going to need you registered in time. Otherwise, you might show up and there'll be nothing there for you to eat. Unbelievable stuff, though. You need to get in there. Now, the bus tour, I was told, is down to under 40 seats left. And we're running in here. What is today's date? So this thing is, the bus tour is going to be on the 12th. So we're talking about a situation here where you, if you don't get registered, what happens is, you know, everybody puts off everything to the very end. And when they do, then you get squeezed out. I had one guy call me, said he wanted to register for the networking event, and the networking event had already closed. And I knew the guy, and so I said, man, you know, it's already closed. The seats are all taken, whatever. And luckily somebody canceled, so I was able to get him one. But that's one time. A lot of the stuff you will not be able to get into, especially the buses once they're filled up. So you want to get in here. How do you get in here? Text the word radio to 88007 or text the word bus to 88007. Either one of those will get you into the reservation area to where you can get signed up for this thing. It's going to be a great time. You're going to see me, spend a lot of time with me. All right, we'll come back to that later in another segment when new people sign in. But let's go ahead and get started in the this article here. And I'll read this because there's really no other way to cover it other than that to get all the detail in here. It says, Gen Z workers are paving the way for the next generation of workers by continuing to prioritize a healthy work-life balance. What have I talked about for 35 years, right? It's not the money, it's the lifestyle. They were set to outnumber baby boomers in the American workforce for the first time in the last year, shifting workforce dynamics and transferring to today's workforce place culture. So this is important. Up until just this year, there were more baby boomers out there than there were Gen Zs. Now there's more Gen Zs in the workforce than baby boomers as of this year. That means they're going to be able to pull the strings of what they want to happen by being supply and demand workforce out there for business. That's important. We'll cover that more when we get into detail on that, but it's definitely something I've seen to be true. Next, it says it's been estimated that 13% of retirees plan to re-enter the work and job market in 2025 in droves. Now, here's the second part of this. It has been estimated that 13% of retirees, this is the boomers, plan to re-enter the job market in 2025 in droves as the moment known as the Great Retiree Return. As this moment rises, more younger employees are entering into micro-retirement while the older employees are coming back from retirement. But what do these age reversal trends mean? What is it is micro-retirement, and what can employers do to accomplish these opposing? Because as an employer, now it's really confusing. You've got half your workforce that would like to be retired but can't afford to be retired because they didn't arrange their life correctly enough to be able to live off of what they had saved up, and now they need to come back to work. And now you've got all the problems with old employees and all the benefits of old employees. And then you got the other half of your workforce here going, you know, I don't want to commit. I'm not going to work, you know, 12 hours a day, 5-6 days a week like Del Wamsley did when he was young. I'm not doing that. And I'm not going to work, you know, for 2-4 years before I get a vacation. In fact, when I worked in corporate America, the way you got a vacation was twice a year you get 1 week. But they told you when that week was. You had to take it when they wanted you to take it because they had replacements for you to cover your job title. You couldn't just take it. And some jobs you can actually just ask for it and have it reserved, and then they cover for you. In our company, the way it worked was everybody that was of certain levels retired, took a vacation the same week, and then the underlying people right below them in their position would step up and take their jobs for 1 week, and they would have a contest to see who the up-and-coming new management trainee people were that were going to be able to run the company for 1 week, and they'd come out of that with a good idea who they had for future employees that were good. But the problem was that you never had a life. We could never go anywhere we wanted to or do what we wanted to do. Life really was terrible, right? And so from the past, when the employers dictated and dominated everything we did, and we lived under their rule and under their thumb, you've now got a workforce that says, I'm not going to work unless you make some type of an arrangement with me that will work. Now, this is an interesting concept, right? We really got to dig into this because you have to have money. So we need to discuss this, and the article has a little bit more information about this, but we have to understand that these young kids, they don't want to do what we did, which is work 8, 10, 12 hours a day, 5, 6, 7 days a week for 5, 10, 20, 30 years at the same job. They don't want to do that. They don't want to wait until they're 50, 60, 70 years old to travel. They want to travel now while they're young, right? So as we look at this situation, he goes on, this Thornton guy adds that social media have played a massive part in encouraging young people to take up micro-retirement. It has amplified the desire to seize opportunities for memorable experiences as they arise and to explore the world, pursue hobbies, or engage in passion projects while they're young and physically capable. I've always thought that. Why is all the neat stuff you can do in life put off until you're so old and decrepit you can't do it? I'm 70 years old. I'll tell you what. I'm glad that I retired at 35 years of age because I was doing all of the things I wanted to do with my life when I was young enough to do them. A beautiful thing. But not everybody can retire at 35 years of age like I did. So these guys, since they can't figure out how to retire, they can't figure out how to put themselves in a financial situation that they don't work forever, they're just saying, okay, I'll just work intermittently. I'll go and I'll have a project. I'll work on a project. Or I'll work for a company that allows me flex hours of some type where I can go do the stuff that I want to do. Now, I've seen all of this stuff. I've lived with all of it as an employer. I've lived with all of it as, actually, I had a girlfriend that worked at project-based type employment in the past. I have employees that work project-based employment. Where we only hire them certain times a year to do certain things that need to be done. We have employees that are on flex schedules. Almost nobody works in the office anymore. In fact, I don't think anybody does. It's come to our attention we may not even need offices. We might just get rid of all the offices because nobody goes in there. Even our customers don't go to our offices. They'd rather communicate through email or Skype or phone or whatever. So this need to be tied down to a job, to a place, to a location has evaporated. It's not out there anymore. And employers are going to have to live with that, right? So as we go through this and we see this happening, the other side of this whole thing, if I can find this, is the great retiree return. While Gen Zs are taking micro-retirements, baby boomers are leaving retirement and returning to the workforce in droves. Why? According to Shanna Milford, U.S. HR lead in IRS software group, for 13% retirees planning to re-enter the workforce in 2025, financial pressures like rising living costs, 69% of the problem is this, and non-medical debt, 34% of the problem, are key drivers. So in other words, they're financially unable to continue without working, or they have major medical costs that's knocking them down. Those two things are making it impossible for people to retire with the money that they started out to retire with. Beyond financial stability, returning to work offers retirees social benefits, a renewed sense of purpose, and an opportunity to slow down without throwing in the towel. So here's two ends of the same stick, guys. You've got young people who don't want to work all of the time, and you've got old people that don't want to work all of the time. To me, this sounds like a match made in heaven, if they can figure it out. I can only speak to my employment situation. In my apartment complexes, we have young kids because it just takes a massive amount of energy to work in an apartment complex. But we have flexible working hours. We put together situations where people don't work all day long every day, 6-7 days a week. They used to do that in the apartment industry. Now we have people working like 4 days a week, and they, you know, this one person works 4 days a week and somebody else works another 4 days a week, and they cross. There's a couple days when they're both there or whatever. But neither one of them has to work 5, 6, 7 days a week, and long hours do not have to occur anymore. There's just so much technology out there that gets this stuff done. If you look at Lifestyles Unlimited and all of my consultants and mentors and all the people that help you at Lifestyles Unlimited, all of these people work from home. They used to work from the office. They don't anymore. There's no locked in work hours for any of my employees. It's like, here's your job, get it done, and then we'll report back that it's done and we'll move on. But there's nobody that just sits at the office anymore. It's just an amazing, crazy thing. And there's nothing you can do about it. You know, I've had the conversation many times, you know, where is the connectivity? Where is the camaraderie? Where do ideas get mishmashed together? Blah, 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 blah. Well, the younger people, they do it by technology. And the older people are even starting to use technology more because they're getting old and they don't want to drive. I had one older employee tell me, why do I want to get in my car down in Galveston or down in Clear Lake and drive all the way up to North Houston to go to the office? What, I can do everything I do there, I can do from home just as easily, maybe more effectively, without the hour drive each direction. Why would I do that? And there you have it. The answer is they won't. And so as an employer, you're going to have to adapt to that situation. We'll take a short break. Be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
What if you had a plan to build income outside your job? At Lifestyles Unlimited, you'll learn how people are investing in real estate to grow their income and make smarter financial choices one property at a time. Right now, join us for just $297. That's a savings of $443 off our real estate education program. Text RADIO to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007. Presented by Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're in the mailbag and someone sent me an excellent article. The article is The Great Retiree Return versus Micro-Retirement. And what the article is basically covering is the fact that the Gen Zers right now, the 18 to 20 or 13 to 28 year olds, don't want to go to work and don't want to go to work as a long-term commitment. They're not looking for a career. They're looking for a job to earn some income that they can take breaks from and go out and do the things in life they'd like to do while they're still young enough to enjoy them. I've always thought this made sense. It's why I retired at 35 years of age, is that I'm so glad that I got all that stuff out of my system while I was still young and able to do it and physically capable of doing it. Now that I'm 70, I can still do it, but I can't do it like I could do it then. I mean, I can't climb mountains anymore. I remember climbing this one mountain in Hawaii. I think it's called Black Diamond or something like that. It's a volcano. And it's a tourist thing that everybody does. And I've done it actually twice, I think, two different times I've done it. And it's like 1,500 steps. It's unbelievable. It's straight up, straight down. I couldn't do that now. There's no way I could do that. I couldn't climb mountains. I couldn't ride motocross motorcycles. I don't think I could even ride in ATVs anymore. Even snowmobiles would be a little, you know, difficult to some degree. Skiing is definitely off the table now. I can just see me breaking a hip or breaking a leg. And everybody I know that dies, they die one piece at a time. When they break this and then they get sick and then they go to the hospital and they catch a disease. And I've seen, hey, at my age, I've seen 10, 20 people happen that very same way. Something happens, something major happens, and boom, they go to the hospital. Once you go to the hospital once, you never come back. You may come home, but you never come back because stuff happens in the hospital, things that you just don't have any idea what they're doing to you or what is you're catching or so on and so forth. So now we have this issue where younger people have figured this all out. They want to go and live their life. And so employers are trying to figure out, well, how do we how do we hire these people? Do we hire them contract labor? Do we give them projects to do? Whatever. Then you have on the other side, you have these senior people, the baby boomers, my age group, who are saying, look, I thought I had, you know, $1 million in the bank, and I thought I could live off that. So you retire at age 62, and you start living on $100,000 a year. And by the time you're 68, you're broke. You know, you're eating away at your capital. With no capital, there's no income. If there's no income, you're just eating way deeper into your capital every year. And eventually they wake up, they see the light, they go, you know what, I can see this isn't going to last a couple more years, and it's done. I'm going to be alive with no money, living on the street. And so they're going back to work. Now, as an employer, I will tell you this. I get some incredibly talented, super over-educated, over-skilled, you know, for the jobs I get people to do. The older people that come here, and, you know, I'm not talking age discrimination, dude, I'm 70 years old. The people my age and slightly younger than me, 40, 50, 60 years old that we hire here, are members who have already retired. Exclusively, it's people that have already retired. And they've gone out there and decided they're going to live without going to work every day, having a career anymore. And then all of a sudden, one day, you know, they say, hey, you know, just a little income on the side would help. Or some of the reason, like these people were saying, just to get back to social networking, to have people to talk to every day, to have a reason to get up and do something every day becomes important. So those kinds of people are really good. And you can get some good stuff out of them, right? You really can get some incredible skill sets. And you don't have to pay them these giant bloated corporate salary type wages to get them to come work. Many of them will work for less than half of what they got paid when they were doing the very same thing somewhere else. That's not taking advantage of them. That's giving them the freedom to say, you don't have to get them to come to the office every day. You can do, what you know how to do that we need you to do. And hey, when we have events, you need to come in for events and that's it. And everything else we do over the phone or over the internet type of thing is something that they enjoy. But there is this other side, guys, which is the youth bring something that the elders don't have. I've yet to figure out how to tap into this, and that is that technological creativity. These kids have been brought up in technology to where they use technology like AI and everything else to just get stuff done in ways that we never got it done. The stuff that we do nowadays, I look at my companies and go, we are so outdated, and I'm constantly trying to keep up. But you are just, technology is moving so much faster than you can move a company's technology forward in most cases. And so the only way to survive is you're going to have these young people working for you. But they're not coming to work. They're not going to go to the office all day long every day. They're just not going to do it. They're not going to work without, you know, extensive vacation time, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There needs to be a way to get these people on your team, right? So all of that is an interesting aspect because I own many, many, many different companies and different types of companies, including software company. So I have all these different needs for employees to do different things. Having said that, right, that's not even why I brought up the article. I think the most interesting thing about the article for me and for Lifestyles is that you probably don't realize you don't have enough money to retire. And if you're thinking about retirement in the future, if you're one of these people that are caught in the middle, think about it. The kids don't want to do any of the stuff we did. They don't want to be slaves to the job. Elderly people are already retired, realizing that even being a slave to the job didn't get them enough money to retire. And now we have you in the middle. There you are, stuck right in the middle. You're still working. You're still trying to save enough to be able to retire. And I think you're getting wise to the fact that you're probably not going to be able to save up enough to retire. You can look ahead and see that the boomers are having problems with that. So what is the answer? The answer, my friend, is a second stream of income called passive income. You need to have some other means of earning money. And I did it with real estate. And I think most people that I know have done it with real estate. There's very few people who have done it any other way. You just don't have any other streams of income. And income is not owning assets and hoping they go up in value like the stock market. That's the greater fool theory. I'm going to buy a stock, and somebody who's dumber than I am is going to pay me more for that stock just simply because. What is the because? There's no real because. It's because the emotions of the stock market move one way or the other. But to own something that spits out income every month, like my rental properties, the income just comes in because you're providing a product. You own an asset that is being supplied to people to use. And they're paying for that and will continue to pay for that. And if you build that stream of income up high enough that you can live off of it, then, and you think about this, then, like I did at 35 years of age, retired, then this micro-retirement thing becomes really interesting. Because after I retired and I owned enough real estate that I replaced my earned income, I had nothing to do. So I started going around to these seminars. Dave Delgado, Robert Allen, Jeff McCone, Tommy Vu, the Milans, Ron LeGrand, Carlton Sheets, Robert Kiyosaki, Donald Trump. Seminars. So what I figured out was is that these people that had created all these seminars really had never really even done real estate investing. They really didn't know how to do it. And that I had some information that people could really use. And so someone talked me into, hey, will you teach me? Will you help me? And I said yes. And so it really came down to I was at one of the seminars one time, and I offered to help some people, and they kicked me out of the seminar saying, you know, you can't, you know, be here if you're going to try to sell, you know, your product. I said, I don't have a product. I don't even have a business card. I just, you know, if you want somebody to help you, I'll help you type thing. And so all of a sudden, I was in the mentoring business. I walked out of the room, 200 people followed me and said, why don't you mentor me? These guys just fly into town and give us a bunch of hokey pokey information and leave anyway. Why don't you mentor me? And that's how the mentor business came about. I then lived this, what they're calling micro-retirement life. I, you know, started a project here where I did some consulting, and then I started a project over here where I bought an apartment complex and started a management company, an apartment business. And each one of these things, what I would do is I would set it up, and then I would kind of walk away from it, you know, be involved slightly and maybe intently in the beginning, and then set it up to where somebody else could run it and walk away from it. That was my form of micro-retirement. And as businesses ran out, you know, this apartment got old, we sold that one, we moved on to a different business here, then we tried different types of real estate, then we tried software programs, then we tried, I own a mortgage company. I've had two different mortgage companies in my life. I had one, and then mortgage companies started doing illegal stuff, financing people that didn't qualify. And so I said, I got to get out of this business. And I got out of it. And then when it cleaned itself up, then we came back, got back in the finance business again. Thought about getting in the insurance business. There's all these micro businesses that you can get in that you do not have to get up and go to work every day and work all day long every day kind of thing that keep you interested. As a boomer, there's something for you to do. It keeps you interested and allows you to make some change, make a few bucks on the side. But the difference was I've always had this secure real estate retirement where I had enough passive income coming in that I could survive even if I didn't have some type of a micro and work environment going on at the time. And I think that's the key. Now, you look at what we've taught people to do for the last 35 years is just that. Why don't you set up that micro? Why don't you set up the passive streams of income and have that real estate retirement set over here on the side, and then tell your boss, hey, I don't want to work these hours anymore. And I actually did that. I was working in the health club, and I worked 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. And I told him, I said, I'm not going to do it anymore. And they said, well, that's just the way it works. Everybody works a 12-hour shift. You come in at 9 in the morning, you work till 9 at night. You know? And I said, well, why don't you have two people work that shift? Well, we can't. You know, we can't afford that, blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay, so here's what I'll do. Instead of me working 8 hours a day, why don't you just let me work 4 days a week? And I'll produce more than 4 days a week as far as results, and you can get 6 days a week out of the average guy because you're working them 60 hours a week. They got nothing left. They're sitting, standing around doing nothing most of the hours a day because they're beat. I said, I'll come in 4 days a week. I will attack my job, get it done, and then I'll be off for 3 days. And, you know, they let me do it. And the beautiful thing was I outsold all of the other salesmen at the health clubs, working only 4 days a week. And they were working six because I was fresh. I was excited about what I was doing. It was an amazing thing. In addition, what I found out was the secret in life. Having 3 days off is like being on vacation all the time. 2 days off doesn't do it. 3 days off does it. If you can just get yourself down to a 4-day work week, 3 days allows you to do almost anything. Now, once I retired and I went back and started setting up micro gigs, I set myself up under these confines. I never work on Monday and Friday. And so I work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, never work Monday and Friday. And that allows me to have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday off. That's a 4-day vacation every single week of my life, no matter what other stuff's going on. Now, if I need to take off longer, I can, because I don't have these jobs that restrict me. I don't have jobs. I have businesses. But still, even the stuff I have to show up for to get my stuff done, it never lasts more than 3 days a week. I just can't take more than three. I got to have the 4 days a week off. And I tell you this not to impress you, but to impress upon you, I set that up. It isn't there because I lucked into it. It's there because I demanded it. But it isn't there because I had the ability just to demand it out of thin air. I could demand it because I didn't need to work at all, because I had passive streams of income. Now, by the way, we've only got a minute left. I got to tell you this. If you want to learn how to do all this stuff and get yourself into this kind of lifestyle I'm talking about, you need to get over to the Expo. The Lifestyles Unlimited Expo is going to happen this month in San Antonio, March 12th, 13th, and 14th. You need to get out here. There's a lot on here to look at, a lot of things going on you're going to want to do. Text the word radio to 88007 or text the word bus to 88007. Either one of them will get you there, but you need to get set up. Now, I recommend you get on the bus tour because that is an incredible experience. That's Thursday. Then Friday and Saturday is educational classes all through those days, meetings, networking, and, of course, me. You'll be able to get in touch with me. I'll be there the whole time, and I'll be talking to people and meeting people and have question and answer sessions for people. Everything there. Of course, there's always the meet me down at the bar or the restaurant session where we get even closer, where I get to know who you are and so on and so forth. It's a great time. There's going to be investors there from all over the country. You don't want to miss out on this. And you want to learn how to do what we've been talking about. You want to learn how to set up your real estate retirement program. You want to learn how to do micro retirement program. You want to learn how, as a young kid, to not have to be tied to a job and struggle for the rest of your life and have no life. You want to learn how to design your life. Because if you're not designing your life, then somebody else is. And I guarantee you, if they're designing it, they're designing it for what's best for them and not what's best for you. You need to take control. You need to be proactive on how your life is designed. Because if you don't design it, then someone else will. All right, remember, text the word radio, 88007, and let's get you out to San Antonio on 12th, 13th, and 14th. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.